From the scene of the 6th Annual Country Music Disc Jockey Convention and the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, here's the 945th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Ernest Tubbs.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. You left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, Billy Bird. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Thank you so much, folks. This is Ernest Tubb bidding you and our 2,000 country music DJs welcome to the Grand Ole Opry for tonight's all-star show.
With Ray Price, Jim Reeves, Marty Robbins, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
And our special guest for you DJs, two of the Grand Ole Opry's newest stars, the Everly Brothers. Yes, sir, but coming up right away, one of our favorite people. He's got a record, but it's hanging in the post office. The Hornwall Flash, Rod Brasfield.
Well, now, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hi, Mr. Tubbs.
Hi, Rod. It's good to see you. Good to see you, boy.
Hey, to Ernest, have you seen my new dog?
No, Rod, I haven't.
Oh, me and String Bean's been a hunting, boy. I'm telling you the truth. I've got the finest dog I've ever seen.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I paid $500 for him.
Paid $500 for him?
Yeah, he's a fine dog.
Mike, well, what kind of a dog is it to
well,
pay $500
for? Well, he's part bull and part shepherd.
He's part bull and part shepherd.
Yeah.
What part is bull, Rod?
The $500 part.
Oh. That's what I thought. You rascal. Oh, man. Rodney, come here. Where in the world are you living now?
Oh, I've moved, Ernest, from where I used to live. I don't live where I did.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, I had to move.
Yeah, we had to move.
You know, we lived right across the street from that girl college.
Yeah, I remember that.
And them girls would go to bed at night and retire and never pull down the window shades or nothing.
I remember that.
We had to move.
You had to move. Rod, just why did you have to move?
Well,
though?
My daddy just had to get some sleep. Hey, Mr. Ernest, I heard something back a while ago. I want to ask you something I don't know, maybe you know. I want to know, what is a novelette?
What is a novelette?
Yeah, what is a novelette?
Well, Rod, everybody knows that. A novelette is a short tale.
Short tale?
Yeah. Rod, wait a minute. What's so funny about that? What are you laughing about? What's so funny about that?
I saw a little dog running across the street a while ago with a tin can tied to his novelette.
Oh.
Hey, you know, Ernest, you know, all this disc jockey convention going on, you know, everybody in town.
Oh,
meeting a lot of good old friends and buddies that we haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, it's been great.
I was over at the hotel this afternoon. I run into old Tex Ritter.
Oh, sure enough.
I hadn't seen that fool, and I don't know him.
Oh, he's a good
He changed so since I'd seen him. I tell you, I didn't hardly recognize him at all.
Oh, sure enough.
No, I didn't.
Well, what was
and I asked him, I said, Tex, what in the cat hair has happened to you? And Ernest, he told me that he'd been down sick with the rheumatism.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll change anybody. In fact, if you ain't had it, don't never have it. Because, brother, it's a mess when it gets a hold of you. I know, because I had it last winter.
Oh, you had it?
Oh, I had it last winter so bad I couldn't lie down, stand up, sit down, or squat.
Oh.
I was just in a terrible shape. I asked Tex, I asked him what he'd done for his rheumatism.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he never had found but one thing it would help him.
Yeah.
He said every night, just before he went to bed, his wife would rub him good all over with linen.
Mm-hmm.
And said that there done him more good than anything he'd ever found.
Uh-huh.
Was for her to rub him good all over every night with linen. And he says to me, he says, Rod, why don't you try that? And I stood there and let him walk off and didn't get his address.
Oh, me. Yes, sir, our grand old Opry comedy star, Rod Brasfield. Now let's roll out the big red carpet and get ready to smack our hands real hard for our special guest stars. I don't have to say anything more than, folks, the Everly Brothers and Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Sweetness. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby, there's someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby, she stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Bye bye, love, bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm a zoo with a romance. I'm a zoo with love. I'm a zoo with a mountain, the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My love. Is new with me. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye.
Wonderful, boys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mr. Tubb, I dropped my watch today and broke it and went to get it fixed.
Oh, sure enough.
Yeah, and that there watch feller had fixed it. It just amazed me working with them little old bitty wheels and things and stuff. You know how he relaxes?
Why, with a lazy, slow-burning, tasty pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, the cat heard you know that.
Oh, I just guessed it, and it's a safe bet every man, Rod, knows that, because the most comfortable thing I know of is Prince Albert and a fellow's pipe. He gets to enjoy all that freshness, all that cool smoking, all that comfort, and all that rich, natural PA taste. It's so enjoyable. It lets you take it easy.
Yeah, and by Ned, it's true for you making men, too. Prince Albert's crimp cut lets you roll a smooth smoke every time. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. And that taste? Oh, buddy, it's rich.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or making man. Get all the good things you're supposed to enjoy when you light up. Enjoy America's largest selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert. Yes, sir, the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers are on the move right now, so grab your partner, everybody, and we'll join Tommy Jackson with Katie Hill.
Four by the right, work by the left, swing on the lady, work by the 40 up, this back and swing that half circle and the two ladies gain, this game back lady, and still a change, hey, back in, with a turn on John for halfway, and don't by the left, wait, then come about, take some time to turn about, take some off the fight, use that bird to change, bird out, throw in, throw out, and
wait. Well, so you know, year in and year out, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry seem to corner the country music market. This is the 32nd anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry, by cracky, and we've done it again. Take a look right here at just three of the Opry stars whose country records have this year sold more than any other artist and whose songs have just been voted the nationwide coast-to-coast favorites. First of all, on RCA Victor Records, Jim Reeves. Out where the bright lights are glowing, drawn like a moth to a flame, you laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me, closing in on me, closing in. Next, a young Columbia record artist who's going great with White Sport Coat, The Story of My Life, but really got going for himself with Singing the Blues, Marty Robbins.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me sinking the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should it go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Now another Columbia artist whose shoes keep walking back, and he walked off with all kinds of fine awards for Crazy Arms. Here's Ray Price.
How blue ain't the word for the way that I feel, and a storm's brewing in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's real. You're someone else's love now, you're not mine. My yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind will soon to another you'll be with, and that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Oh, great fellows. Thank you so much. There they are, Jim Reeves, Marty Robbins, and Ray Price. Wonderful boys. And now when it comes to instrumentalists, I'm saying enough when I say here's the tops in the guitar men every place. The Opry's own Chet Atkins and Swedish Rhapsody. How about it?
fine, Chet. Thank you so much. You know, our favorite girlfriend just this past week was very busy doing a fine show with our good buddy, Tennessee Ernie Ford. And the very minute she was finished with the show, she scooted right on back here because you just can't keep this gal away from 2,000 disc jockeys when they're all men. So here she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, I really love these here disc jockey festivals. Woo! I tell you, you take a young girl like me, I wish somebody would. I tell you, this bunch of boys that have been in here this weekend, they have really given me a hard time. It ain't safe. No fooling. No, it ain't safe for a pretty girl to walk through the lobby of one of these here hotels. I've been scared ever since they've been here. I have. I scared at first something happened to me, and now I'm scared it won't. And these picture-taking fellers just photographing all over the place and taking pictures. One feller took a picture of me, and I looked at it, and I said, "Now, this year, don't do me justice." He said, "Lady, you don't need justice. You need mercy." But, I like these disc jockey festivals. I wish Mr. DeWitt would just have one every month instead of every year. I'm going to work on that. But let me tell you, these fellas really are interesting. Now, I look at all of them. Now, there's some of them that's tall, and some of them that's short, and some of them that's handsome, and some of them that's young, and some of them a little older. And all of them are breathing. That's good enough for me. I don't care. I don't have many qualifications, come to think of it. Well, sir, though, one of them said to me the other day, "Smart Alec," he said, "How old are you, Minnie Pearl?" That there's my name's why he called me that. He says, "How old are you?" I said, "Why, I've been told I have the face of a 16-year-old girl." He said, "You better give it back to her. You're getting it so beat up, she won't have it back." Yeah. Well, sir, though, I tell you the worst thing happened. I was coming in out here tonight and was all dressed up and had on my new dress and everything, and there was two nice-looking disc jockeys standing over there, and I heard one of them say to the other one when I passed by, he said, "I believe that's the ugliest girl we've got around here." I didn't say, "Yeah, she's awful ugly, but she might be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." And the other one said, "Well, let's skin her." But I see that...
Oh, thank you, Cousin Minnie Pearl. Well, Marty Robbins, Ray Price, Jim Reeves, you'll be heading for the highway after the opera, won't you?
That's right, Mr. Ernest. We're going out to make a few personal appearances for the folks.
Yes, sir, and we got plenty of good old Prince Albert in the glove compartment.
Well, you just can't beat it for smoking comfort, fellas, and pleasure, too. P.A. lets you enjoy smoking.
Well, I've tried quite a few, Ernest, but Prince Albert is the one tobacco that's always fresh, always cool smoking, always comfortable, and always giving me that rich, full, natural tobacco taste.
Same kind of thing I hear from making men, too, Jim. P.A. is easy to roll and so easy to enjoy in a making cigarette. No matter what you do, where you go, where you are, pipe smoker or making man, you'll find Prince Albert smoking tobacco is a mighty fine friend to have along.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, "Give me mild and mellow P.A."
And now, how about another real warm welcome for the Everly Brothers? Don, Bill, what are you boys dishing up for the DJs and all our Opry friends this time?
Well, we've got a record that's been out for about a couple of months, and we'd like to do it by way of thanking all the DJs for making it such a fine year for us.
Well, fine. What's the name of the tune, fellas?
Well, we'll just sing it and see if we can figure it out.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and we... The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama?
But what are we gonna tickle your paw? But what are we gonna tickle our friends with? He said, ooh, ooh, la, la, wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. Well, I told your mama you'd be inviting. Well, Susie, baby, look like we cooked again. Wake up a little Susie. Wake up a little Susie. We gotta go. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep. Our goose is cooked. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tickle your mama? What are we gonna tickle your papa? What are we gonna tickle our friends? Ooh, la, la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Yes, sir. Wake up, little Susie. And everybody knows that new hit of yours, Everly Brothers. Thank you so much. Right now, everybody knows this well-dressed young man over here on my right with a banjo, the old Kentucky Wonder, String Bean. How about it, huh?
I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. And it's going to be clearest way. I lost the only girl I ever had. I lost the only girl I ever had. I lost the only girl I ever had. And it's going to be clearest way. Well, back up, your train gets you low. Well, back up, your train gets you low. Well, back up, your train gets you low. Honey, gonna be treated as a way.
Oh, String, that was mighty fine. Well, so you know, this whole doggone wonderful show has been going on by, and the troubadours and I haven't even earned our keep yet. So, fellas, what do you say that we do our new one for the neighbors called My Treasure? I made a lot of money. My fortune was untold. Like a fool, I idolized my silver and my gold. My earthly treasures mounted, but when I counted through, I realized the treasure I had overlooked was you. My treasure, unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasures that come from above. My treasure, unmeasured, but it don't hold the heart of the one that I love. Oh, Billy Bird now. If I had my life before me, if I could see it all, I'd stake my claim on things that are secured against downfall. I'd work for earthly treasures like any man would do, but I'd set my sights much higher and I'd be sure that I had you. My treasure, unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasures
that come from above, my treasure unmeasured. But it don't hold the heart of the one that I love.
Well, as the neighbors, we'd like to thank all you fine folks for visiting here with us. And we'd especially like to thank all the country music disc jockeys who have come to Nashville these last 3 years from every state in the Union by car, by train, plane, and every other means, even by mule, by cracky. We certainly have enjoyed having all you disc jockeys and all you folks, and we want you to be back every year because it's always a pleasure to welcome you. And by the way, speaking for all the members of the Grand Ole Opry, and especially all the folks we had on the show tonight, Ray Price, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Rod Brasfield, Jim Reed, Marty Robbins, Bang Bean, Chet Atkins, and all of us, I want to extend to all of you our warmest thanks for all you have done for good country music. And I want to be sure to invite you and all the folks to next year's Opry, starring next week's Opry, that is, starring our good buddy Farron Young with his special guest, Benny Martin. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Bye.
What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
Get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.